Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Yervin Daf Chaf, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud and the Vilnitzer Sadaf. It's on Yud Ches Amud Beis, about halfway through with the words Tanin and Trin Klalin. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Batsim Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Shad Haven Olia. So the Gemara says Tanin Trin Klalin. We have two rules that are said in the Mishnah, which are very similar to each other. V'loy Damin Chal Lachad. However, they're not 100% similar. Number one, B'chol Ma'arvin Umishtatfin. We're allowed to make an Erevin a Shitof with everything Chutz Min Amayim and Amelach, except for water and salt. Now here's where it differs from the next Klal, which discusses what we're allowed to buy with Meiser Sheni money, and pay attention to the gears of change. It's exchanged with what we have in a couple of lines. Ubalvad bedavar shehu nechol chai k'may shehu. The only thing we're allowed to make an erevin shitof with is something that's able to be eaten as is. It can't be that it's inedible raw, and also something that requires some sort of other preparation, like we mentioned yesterday, that cannot be used as an erev. Now here's the next call, which is very similar. Everything's allowed to be bought with Meiser Sheni money, and again, that's also except for water and salt. However, here is the difference. Bein bedavar shehu nechol chai k'may shehu, bein bedavar sheino nechol chai k'may shehu. It doesn't make a difference if you're able to eat it raw as is, or if it even needs a little bit of preparation. You still are able to buy with money, Meiser Sheni, because the main thing is you just have to buy something called food. And as long as this is called food, even if you need to prepare it, you need to cook it, you need to do something to it in order to be able to eat it, no problem. Again, as long as it's considered food. We continue discussing B'chol Ma'arvin Mishtatfin. We're allowed to use anything for an Erev and Shitov, Chutz Min Amayim and Amelach, except for water and salt. Bein K'Rabbi Akiva, Bein K'Rabbi Shmuel. This is both according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. However, V'akol Nigachol Kasav Meiser, Chutz Min Amayim and Amelach, K'Rabbi Akiva. Only Rabbi Akiva holds that everything's allowed to be purchased with money, Meiser Sheni, except for water and salt. Barum K'Rabbi Shmuel. However, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's a little bit different. Tani Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel teaches in a Braisa. The pasuk says, "When a satal kesef b'chal shetava nafshecha, you shall use the money," referring to Meiser Sheni money in Yerushalayim, "for anything your soul desires." How is a klal? This is a generalization. Then the pasuk says, "Babakru v'atzoyin v'yen v'shechar, cattle and sheep, wine and shechar." How is a prat? That's a specification. Mashma, that you're only allowed to buy these things. But then the pasuk says, "Uvchal shetishalchal nafshecha, anything your soul desires." How is a klal acher? That's another klal. What do we have? A classic klal pratu klal. It's a generalization, then a specification, then another generalization. Ve'ena todon elokena prat. The only thing that's included in the generalization are things that are similar to the prat. Loimar to tell you as follows. Ma prat mefurish davar shu vlad vlades haaretz. Just like the prat is specific, that's something which is vlad vlades haaretz. What does this mean? That it gets its nourishment from the ground. Cattle and sheep, they eat from the ground, and wine and shechar, they come from the ground. They're made from things that grow on trees, and so those are the only things allowed to be purchased with money in Meiser Sheni. Af ainli el davar shu vlad vlades haaretz. So to him, allowed to buy anything that's similar to this, that it's vlad vlades haaretz. Now Rabbi Kiva mefarish. Rabbi Kiva explains differently. Ma prat mefarish shu vlad pri umachshire pri. That's a proper gear, so we take out the first word pri. Just like the prat specifies something which is vlad pri and machshire pri, which means everything in the prat and the pasuk is something that was given birth, so to speak, by something else. So in bakar have parents that gave birth to them, and even things that grow from the ground, they're basically grown from seeds, which means something gave birth to it. Afin davar ela shu vlad pri umachshire pri. So too, the only things allowed to be bought with money, Meiser Sheni, is something that's considered vlad pri and machshire pri. So the question is, what would the nafkamina be between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? The answer is, dogim v'chagavim kemenu pitrios, fish and grasshoppers, truffles and mushrooms. Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, nilkachim kasav meiser, they're able to be bought with money, Meiser Sheni, because they all come from something else. Fish and grasshoppers are born from something else, and kemenu pitrios as well. They do get their nourishment from something else, which in a way is considered like vlad pri. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, in nilkachim, they can't be purchased with money, Meiser Sheni, because none of these things derive their nourishment from the ground, and therefore one is not allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to purchase these things. We continue discussing. The Mishnah said, "B'chol ma'arvin mishtatvin chutz min amayim melach, we're allowed to make an erev or shitov with anything except for water and salt." And our Rabbi Yosef tells us specifically regarding water and salt. Why is this? Lefi she'ein haguf nizon mehen. That's because the body doesn't get real nourishment from them. The body has to be able to be nourished from the things they're making an erev out of or purchasing the money Meiser Sheni. And since water and salt don't nourish the body, one can't use these things. Amar Rav Levi explains differently. Shein min klala. That's because they're a type of klala. Now it makes more sense to explain this specifically in regards to Meiser Sheni, since the pasuk by Meiser Sheni uses the word bracha, and these things are considered a klala in some sort of way. We know that mabul in times of Noach was with water, and salt as well is used for punishment, as the pasuk says, "Gafres v'melech sreifa chal arza," and therefore we can't use money Meiser Sheni to buy things that are considered a klala. Now our Blazer says, "Asan me melech." Let's say he took the water and the salt, and he put them together, and he made salt water no kachem kasev meiser that could be bought with money Meiser Sheni, because now it could be used to dip his bread or vegetables into, and so it's considered like a type of food. However, Acha says b'shem Rav Miyasha that no, it can't just be plain salt water. It has to be that some oil was put into it, and that means that when he's buying the salt water with oil, he's really just paying for the oil, and the cost of the salt and the water are absorbed into the oil. Now that also would tell us that this would be valid for an Eruv, namely if he has salt water with a little bit of oil, he could use that as an Eruv. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi asks, Me'ata lo ya'arev el fi chashmin shebahen. That means if a person is going to be using the salt water mixture with oil for an Eruv, he should have to do it based off of the cheshbin. In other words, as we know, an Eruv has to be the amount of food a person uses for two meals, and that means that there has to be enough oil over here that he's going to be using for two meals. The question is, how much oil is that? The answer is, Tamantani, over there we have a Mishnah. This discusses Meiser Ani at the Gairen. People used to give their Meiser Ani to one central distribution place, and then the Anim would just come there and get allocated food. So how much do we have to give them? The Mishnah tells us, a minimum of Chatzi Log Yayin, half of a leg of wine, or Rabbi Kiva Omer Revias. Rabbi Kiva says a quarter of a leg of wine. And Omer Blazer, Blazer says, V'chein L'Eruv, it's the same thing for an Eruv. Meaning, whatever numbers are mentioned in that Mishnah regarding wine, oil, vinegar, and other things, if we want to use that type of food for an Eruv, we have to use the number from the Mishnah as well. However, Aruchina Ruchina argues and says that no, Hadadatayim B'yayin, this was only said with wine, that if a person wants to make an Eruv out of wine, then he looks at the Mishnah and uses the number there. Avolai B'shemen, not with oil. Rather, Ma'arvin Mazen Shtei Sudais, when he's making an Eruv with oil, it's the amount that he needs for two Sudais, not how much is distributed at the Gairen. And Tani, we have a Braisa, Ma'arvin B'chaimet, Mazen Shtei Sudais. If he's making an Eruv with chaimet, with vinegar, he uses the amount that he would use for two Sudais. And Tani, we have a Braisa, Ma'arvin B'shemen, Mazen Shtei Sudais. Same thing with oil. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, B'shem Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, he clarifies that when it comes to vinegar, how much does he have to use? Kedei L'tabel Yerek HaNe'echal Mazen Shtei Sudais. That's a proper girsa. He has to use as much vinegar as is necessary to dip his vegetables in if the only thing he's eating for the Suda is vegetables. If you're having a whole Suda, then you would have a few vegetables and you wouldn't need so much vinegar. That's what Rav Yirmiyah is telling us, that no, if your Eruv is going to be vinegar, you have to pretend that your whole Suda is just vegetables being dipped in vinegar, so you're going to require much more vinegar. More about an Eruv. Rav Yitzchak HaToshia Amar Kumi Rav Ze'ero Mishum DeBes Rav Yanai Afunim Chayim Ma'arvin Bahen. One's allowed to use raw afunim, peas, for their Eruv. Now what's the Chiddush? We know that we're able to eat raw peas, and as we discussed previously, as long as we're able to eat it raw, we could use it as an Eruv, and the answer is Chafon Bez Natabla Mi Nitzricha. Who's this for? L'Rav Meir. For she deserves Meir. As we just said, according to Rav Meir, we have to be able to use something which is edible raw, and the Chiddush here is Shaloi Tarmi, that you shouldn't say Hoyel Vahin Masrich Nesapeh. Since when a person eats raw afunim, it actually makes their breath smell terrible, that ain't Marvin Behen, you would think you're not allowed to use them as an Eruv. The Chiddush is you are allowed to. On to some more things. Dog Malech Marvin Bay, one can make an Eruv out of salted fish, that's because people eat it. And Basar Malech Marvin Bay, you can make an Eruv out of salted meat. And Basar Chai Marvin Bay, one's even allowed to make an Eruv out of raw meat. The Tanina, and we have Mishnah, Habvlim Eichlanoisek Shu Chai, Babylonians eat raw meat, Mimination Dayton Yafet, because their Das is Yafet. Now, this is really a euphemism. It really means Dayton Mikukelis, because which normal, sane thinking person eats raw meat? And nonetheless, we do see that Bavlim eat raw meat, and therefore it's something that we could use for an Eruv. We continue, Rav Yudin suggests the following, Hada Kalvuda, this is a type of fish, Hoyel V'ilin Kusai Eichen Minei Chaya, Kusim eat from it raw, Ma'arvin Ba, one's allowed to use it as an Eruv, and Shmuel Bar Shila says, B'shem Rav, Papuin, V'gad Ganyos, V'chaloi Gagos, Ma'arvin Bahen, we're allowed to use all these things as an Eruv, and Bahen Kumay asked in front of him, Ilain Inun, what exactly are these things that we just mentioned? So Amrulani told them, Kuli, V'chanda Kuke, Uparpachine, if you really want to know what these are translated as, some say these are a type of beet, coriander, and purslane. We continue to explain the Mishnah. Hanoider min hamazon, somebody who makes a neder that he's not going to eat mazon, mutter mayim melach, he's allowed to have mayim and melach because that's not considered mazon. Now, Tamantanin over there, we have a Mishnah. Hanoider min hamavushal, somebody who makes a neder from cooked foods, mutter betzli b'shaluk, he's allowed to have roasted food and shaluk, which over here is translated as half cooked food. Now, the question is, Tanin, we have a Mishnah that says, hoim avashal sa shlamim oy shalkon, that they would cook shlamim or be shy like them. And that means a shaluk is the same thing as mavushal. So, how could you say that if a person makes a neder, he's not going to have mevushal, he is allowed to have shaluk? And another question, Vikaryo Amar, we have a pasuk that tells us, Shatsali kar mevushal, that roasted things are called mevushal. Shenamar, the pasuk says, Vayvashos haPesach ba'esh, they cook the Pesach on fire, and we know that you can't cook the Karban Pesach, you have to roast it. So it must be that roasting and cooking is the same thing. And in Tamar, if you're going to suggest, Shaloi kalacha, that this pasuk is telling us that they made the Karban Pesach against what's correct in halacha, that can't be. Because Rabbi Yonah Batsrai Amar, he says, the pasuk tells us, Kemishbat, they did it properly. And the Gemara concludes the question, clarifying it. Masnisa, we have a Mishnah that says, Shashalik kar mevushal, that shalik is called mevushal. And Vikaryo Amar, the Pasuk tells us, Shatsali kar mevushal, that roasting things are called mevushal. Vitanin, but we quote a Mishnah that said, Hanoidim na mevushal, mutat lebutsiyah b'shalik. This one who makes a nether, he's not going to have mevushal, he is allowed to have tlian shalik. How do we answer the stira? So Rabbi Yechon Rechon answers, Hilchum in adarim achar lashem bnei adam. When it comes to nether, we follow what the classic way of saying it is. And therefore, you're right. Even though technically, if you open up the dictionary, you go to the official link language class, they'll tell you that on paper, mevushel, tzli, and shalker are all the same thing. But in the classic colloquial way that people talk, when they say mevushel, they're not talking about tzli and shalok. And when we're talking about nedarim, we go with lashon b'nei adam, so mevushel does not include tzli and shalok. Now, Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, hilchom nedarim achal lashon Torah. When dealing with nedarim, we actually go after lashon Torah. Now, the question is, ma nafik b'nei ayin? What's a practical nafik mina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua? And the answer is, Amar, let's say a person said, kainum yain shani toyim b'chag. I'm making a neder that I'm not going to have wine on chag. Now, chag usually means sukkahs. The question is, what about the last day of sukkahs? Is that included in this guy's neder? So that's Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, also Rabbi Antifa Achroin, he's not have wine on the last day of sukkahs because colloquially, everyone still calls it chag. Whereas all that is Rabbi Yeshua mutter. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's permitted for him to have wine the last day of sukkahs because according to the Torah, it's called atzeres and not chag. Therefore, he's allowed to have wine then. How are the Gemara's daichin that by saying, of Rabbi Yeshua ma'ideshu aser, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree in this case that he's not allowed to have wine the last day of sukkahs because loy amr Rabbi Yeshua el chumron. Rabbi Yeshua only said this as a chumrah that we go kolashen Torah, not lakula. We continue discussing. Amr Chibar Abba, he tells us, Rabbi Yochanan achal chaliton. Rabbi Yochanan ate chaliton, which is pears ginoisar, some delicious type of fruit. But Amr, and he commented about himself, loy tamis mazain bahu yaima, that's a proper girsa. I didn't taste any mazain today, which means basically that fruit is not considered mazain. The problem is, v'taninon, our Mishnah says, anoydim in a mazain, mutar mayo melach, that if a person makes a neder, he's not going to have mazain, he's allowed to have water and salt. Mashma, that fruit is considered mazain. So the answer is no problem. Pasar law, we can explain our Mishnah, k'rabi yeshia, according to Rabbi Yeshia, and Rabbi Yeshia, Rabbi Yeshia says, hilchom nedarim achal lashon Torah, with nedarim we go after lashon Torah. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan was just simply trying to express that he didn't have anything that was really filling, and that's why he said, I didn't have any mazain. Now the question is, Umananche called Ram Kriyan mazain. How do we know that everything is called mazain, even if it's not actually really filling? As Rav Acha Barula Amar, he answers, when Yosef had said, Ani Yosef, and then he sent presents back to his father, what does it say? V'esra soinois, noises bar v'lechem umazain, that he sent back 10 donkeys, carrying bar, which is grain, lechem, which is bread, and mazain. And the question is, matam alayim mazain? What's the pasuk telling us mazain for? It already says that he sent grain and bread. Isn't that considered mazain? It must be that no, el mikan from here we learn, shakal dvaram kriyin mazain, that all sorts of foods, even things that are not really filling, are still called mazain. We continue discussing, nader min hakikar ma'arvin bay. If a person made a neder, he's not going to eat a loaf of bread, he still could use it as an eruv. However, higdishai, if he was makdishit to the base of mikdash, ain't ma'arvin bay, he can't use it as an eruv. We explain, nader min hakikar ma'arvin bay, if he made a neder, he's not going to have his loaf of bread, he could still use it as an eruv. Why is that? And pay attention to the switched around words over here, shekain ra'i la'acher la'eichloi, because somebody else is able to eat it. So even though he can't eat it, somebody else could still eat it. That means it is edible, therefore he could use it as an eruv. However, higdishai, ain't ma'arvin bay, if he was makdishit, he can't use it as an eruv. Shalaihu v'loyacher ruin la'eichloi. Neither him nor somebody else are able to eat it. And since it's inedible, that means he can't use it as an eruv. Chaf alfa m'nafa on top. However, Rabach has the following. V'ein adam nishal ha'kdeshai. Can't be a person be shayel on his hekdesh? He could always go to the chacham and say, I regret making it a hekdesh, and that would revert it back to its pre-hekdesh stage, allowing us to eat it. So why is it not a valid eruv? Now, another question. Rabach says that from Yasha Bai, he asked the following. Taman Amar, over there we say, Rav Shimon Chiyo Bered Rav Amar, he tells us, Avodah Zara shasal lechi l'mavoy. Oh, we have Avodah Zara that somebody made as a lechi for the mavoy. Matars the mavoy, it matters the mavoy. Even though it's asur bana, you're not allowed to benefit from Avodah Zara. Nonetheless, if it was placed as a lechi, we're allowed to carry in this mavoy, no problem. But v'hachat amar achin, over here you're saying this, that if a person used a loaf of bread, which was hektish, as their eruv, it's not valid because it's asur bana. Why should one be mutter and the other asur? And so Amar Vlazer, he answers, Taman, over there, mikom akam nistam mavoy. Bottom line is, the mavoy is considered closed off. You're right that Avodah Zara is asur bana, but at the end of the day, it's there as a lechi and it's closing off the mavoy, so you're allowed to carry in the mavoy. Whereas v'hach over here, my eslach, what do you have? The whole purpose of the eruv is that it has to be able to be eaten, and since it's hektish and you can't eat it, so you can't use it as an eruv. We're going to stop it for the day. I pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.